Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, Honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I am Mary Hollis, your host and director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. I hope that your week went well. If not, we have prayer time where you can give it to the Lord. Have you been fed by Elder Collard Davis? We have been truly blessed by her. And we want to thank her for being on our show this month. God knew I needed some sabbatical time. Won't he do it? Yes, won't he do it? And I want you not to forget to get her new release book, Overcoming the Grief Pit Experience. It is easy to purchase by going to her website, www.centerofprayeratl.com. It's only $10. All you have to do is have your credit card or debit card ready. It's just like 1, 2, 3. So go to her website. It's an easy website to purchase her book, and she'll get that book out to you as soon as she can. So don't forget it, because, like I say, it's a wonderful book, and it's a beautiful book, too. It's a beautiful way she has put together that book, so please be blessed by purchasing her new release book, Overcoming the Grief Pit Experience. Well, have you written down your prayer requests? Well, I have written down mine. And it is prayer time. We're not going to take up a lot of time with me talking. I'm going to put an Elder Carla Davis on the line, and she is going to just fill us up in the way that God has prepared her to do. We've been fed for several weeks, and I know she'll be going to continue to be fed tonight. So take your prayer requests out. Lay there and knowing that God is going to show up and show out. Let Elder Davis, she'll have the rest of the show. It's all hers and the Holy Spirit. And Elder Davis, I want to thank you again for being obedient and coming on the air and also writing that book so you others will be blessed by your journey of grief, because we all go through grief in different ways. We lose our spouses, our brother, sister, mother, fiance, whatever. It's the grief is a grief. We go through it in different ways, but God blesses us. He gives us resources and people to help us to get through that time in our life. Well, once again, Elder Davis.
Well, good evening again, Mary. Thank you for that, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your show this month. It has truly been a blessing to me. And for those of you joining us for the first time in July, Overcoming the Grief Pit Experience is my personal story of love, tragedy, pain, and recovery through God's love. My story details how my fiancé and I crossed paths for over 13 years before I finally realized that he was the one for me. After a year of planning and preparing to marry, he suddenly died of a massive heart attack. This was a very emotional and tragic time. I thought it was going to kill me. But I thank God through his love, his help, his patience, and prayers, I did recover. And thank God now that I am serving him and walking in the calling that he has for me. So when I came on the show 3 weeks ago, I talked about a chapter called Getting Through the Tough Days. And during this chapter, I spoke on the fact that most of us, sooner or later, are going to have tough days when we've lost a loved one. It's just inevitable. And there are many ways to deal with the tough days. And I spoke about some of the destructive ways, including prescription drugs or recreational drugs, wrong people that mean us no good, spending money or shopping excessively for things we will never use, anything that we may do that will not benefit us in the long run. I spoke some of those things. And then I spoke about the things that we need to focus on, and that is remembering the Word of God, hearing that voice inside of us, those scriptures that we've read for so many years, spending time in prayer, spending time listening to worship music, and also coming together with other saints. Then the next week, I talked about navigating the holidays and many other occasions, such as the birthday, the anniversary, the special memory days, the day they died, the day they were buried. All of those days, no one else may know about them, but we remember them. We remember each one of them. And so during these particular days, one of the things that I highly emphasized was to plan ahead, because you know the day is coming. You know that people are going to be talking to you, inviting you to fellowships, inviting you to parties, inviting you to different events. And so we have to think carefully about whether it's going to be beneficial to attend. Because if we're going to attend an affair, and when we leave that affair, that we feel worse than we did before we got there, it is best not to attend. So those are just two of the chapters I talked about in the book. There are other chapters, of course. There's a chapter of the unanswered questions. What are the answers to my questions about what happened and how God sees this? Then there's the question of the love of God. Where was God? Where was God when I prayed? Where was God in all of this? And then there's a chapter on the signs of hope, because there are always signs of hope, but sometimes we don't see them. So I talk specifically about recognizing the signs of hope. So I just encourage you to order the book. Once again, the name of the book is Overcoming the Grief Pit Experience, and the website is Center of Prayer, ATL.com. So now I want to go on to our time of prayer, because this is the most important thing that we're going to be focusing on tonight. Before I begin to pray, I want to talk a little bit about prayer. I am an intercessor. I have a prayer ministry that I've had for 14 years. I actually was called away from my job of 28 years by God to found this prayer ministry, which we have been going consistently for these 14 years. When the Lord spoke to me, he said, I want you to teach people how to pray. Well, when the Lord spoke to me on this matter, I had never been in a prayer ministry or a prayer group. I knew about prayer because I grew up in church. So I grew up in a praying church, but I was never in any type of group. But the Lord instructed me and he led me. And I'll tell you, I have a team of powerful intercessors, and we still meet twice a week. We meet on Saturdays at 8:30, and we meet at 5 a.m. on Tuesdays. The reason why I'm talking about this is because people come to me all the time, or they send people, and people call me and say, I want you to pray because I know you can get through. You really have this relationship with God. You are an intercessor. I need you to pray. But any of us can pray. All of us have the gift. And so you may ask the question, well, how do I get this powerful gift to really be able to go to God, to really be able to see signs and wonders and miracles? And I will tell you, the main thing about prayer is this, and it is the sacrifice. Prayer is a sacrifice. Prayer is one of the most difficult activities on the planet, and it always will be. Why? Because the enemy does not care if you go to church every Sunday. He doesn't care if you go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. He doesn't want you to pray, because when you pray, you form a special relationship with God that cannot be broken. He does not want you to pray. So for those who have tried to build a prayer life and always something comes up, that is intentional. That is designed by the enemy. We went 12 years straight every Saturday, probably missing 5 times in 12 years, and that's because of the weather. It is consistent. These ladies that pray with me, some of them have jobs, but every Saturday morning at 8:30, we would come together at the prayer house to pray. 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning, get in our car, drive to a location to pray. That is a sacrifice. And it goes with Romans 12:1, which says, present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. The Lord has always loved a sacrifice. When we look at the Old Testament, we see that they brought animals. They had to divide the animals. They divided the blood. It was all about a sacrifice. So what do we have now? We have ourselves. And so when the Lord prompts us at 4 o'clock in the morning and he says, get up, I want to talk to you. I want to commune with you. I want you to come and pray with me. It's a sacrifice of ourselves. And so after years and years of spending time with the Lord, that's how this powerful prayer of intercession will come upon anyone who wants it, because it is available to us. So I thank God for prayer. Prayer works. We have seen so many miracles. And maybe a time in the future, I'll just come on the air and just talk about some of the many, many miracles that we have seen through the power of prayer. And I'm sure you have your own stories as well. And so as I prepare to pray, I just want you to think about a few scriptures here. The Bible tells us that man ought to always pray. And the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. The Bible tells us that some things will come only by prayer and fasting. And the Bible tells us that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So tonight, as we prepare to go to the throne of grace, I want you to hold in your heart this thought: I will believe as I pray. As we are coming in agreement together, once we have finished praying, the belief must be there. You must believe God as we pray these prayers. So some of you have already written down your prayer request. Others of you may not have written down prayer requests. It is okay. We are still going to pray. And as we prepare to go to the throne of grace, just feel free. You may want to hold your prayer request in your hand. If you have pain or something going on in your body, you may want to put your hands on yourself. But we are going to go to the throne of grace right now, and we are going to begin to pray. And as we end this prayer, this will end our show. So let's prepare now to go to the throne of grace. Oh, holy God, Lord, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, God, for being our everlasting Father, God. Lord, we thank you for being the great I am, God. We thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life, God. Lord, we thank you for being the Lamb. We thank you for being the blood sacrifice, Father, for our sins, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you did not leave us, God, but you prepared a way for us, God. Lord, we thank you for the trees. We thank you for the air, God. We thank you for the earth, God. We thank you for the dirt, God. We thank you for the rain, God. We thank you for the storms, God. Lord, you made everything, and everything was made by you, God. Lord, we honor you tonight, and we give you glory, God, because you are higher than we have no other gods before you, God. Oh, hallelujah, Father. We thank you this evening, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, God, the God of peace, God. We thank you for being the God of Jehovah Shammah, God. We thank you for being Jehovah Sikkimu, God. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, God, the God of healing, God. Oh, God, we thank you for being the provider right now, God. Oh, Lord, there have been times, God, that we couldn't feel your presence, God, but you were right there, God. Lord, I thank you right now, God. Lord, you were there, God. You were there for our children, God. You were there for our spouses, God. You were with us on our jobs, God. Lord, you stayed the hand of the enemy from destroying us, God. Oh, God, when we were making decisions, God, that weren't like you, God, you were still right there, God. And you were faithful, God, to bring us back to you, God. So, Lord, for that, we say thank you, God. Lord, we say thank you, God. Lord, we don't put things on this earth before you, God. Lord, we have to continue to wear this world like a loose garment, God, knowing that it will pass away, God. God, we thank you for the promise, God, that one day, God, that we will be with you again, God. You promised, Jesus, that you would come back and get us, God. And, Lord, all the crying would be over, God. All the pain would be over, God. All the suffering would be over, God, if we would just be patient, God, and believe, God, and wait on you, God. Lord, you said what we're going through right now is a light affliction, God. Oh, it's just a light affliction, God, compared to what you experienced, God. But, Father God, even in our light afflictions, God, we know that you are concerned, God, because you said in your word, God, that you are concerned about every hair on our head, God, And whatever concerns us, Lord, it concerns you, God. So, Father God, now, Lord, we begin to come with you with our petitions, God. Oh, God, we come with prayer requests, God, that we have written down on our hearts right now, God. Lord, I'm asking you to heal bodies right now in the name of Jesus, God. There are blood pressure issues right now, God. Oh, there are diagnoses from the doctor, God, that are not good, God. There are surgical procedures, God, that, Lord, that we don't feel need to be done, God. So I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that x-rays will come back clear, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I'm asking you, God, that you will begin to heal, God. Oh, God, I see afflictions that's beneath the skin, God. Oh, God, but I'm asking you right now, God, to dispatch angels from heaven, God, and to begin to heal bodies, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to heal broken hearts right now, God. Oh, God, you are the mender, God. You are the one that can put them back together like nobody can, God. So I'm asking you right now, God, to dispatch your heart angels, God, to broken hearts, God. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you for comfort right now, God. There's someone on this line, God, that needs to be comforted, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you are the almighty comforter, God. There is nowhere else we can turn but to you, God. So I'm asking you, God, to send comfort right now, God. I'm asking you to send healing right now, God. Oh, God, there's some on this line, God, that's got loved ones, God, that are away, God. They don't know what's happening with them, God. And, Lord, they're asking you to bring the loved ones back, God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you now to be the retriever right now, God, to go out, God, in these dry places, God, in these areas, God, where we can't get to, God, and return our children to us, return our loved ones to us, the sons and daughters, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I see mounting expenses right now. I see bills right now. They don't know how they're going to be paid, God. Oh, God, there's a need for provision right now, God. But, Lord, you are the great provider, God. Jehovah Jireh, God. Oh, God, you have a way, God. You can wipe out debt, God. Oh, God, you can call it canceled in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, you said, God, when we serve you, God, that we would have favor with man, God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, somebody tonight, God, needs favor with man, God. Favor with man, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah, God. Lord, you said in your word, God, that you would take from the hands of the wicked, God, and put in the hands of the righteous, God. So right now, God, as we open up, God, to receive what you have, God, we thank you for provision, God, coming from the north, God, coming from the south, God, coming from the east, God, coming from the west, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, the name above all names, God. Oh, the mighty name, God, the mighty counselor, God. You said, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that devils will tremble, God. You said that the devil is under our feet, God. You said in Luke that you've given us power and authority, God, to trample over all things, God. So right now, God, we come in agreement, God. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus, God, that we have the power and authority, God, to put our foot down, God, on anything that's coming up against us, God, whether it be physical, God, whether it be financial, God, whether it be emotional, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We bless your name, God. We honor you, God, the Lord of Lords, God, the King of Kings, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. You said, Lord, if we would seek first, God, the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, God, you said everything, God, will be added unto us in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, you said you are our shepherd, God, and we shall not want, God. Oh, God, you said in Psalms 91, God, that you would protect us, God. Oh, God, I thank you right now, God. Lord, I thank you for agreement on this line right now, God. I'm asking you, Father, that every prayer request request, God, that the hands are laid on them, God, whether it's paper, God, or whether they're on the heart right now, God. Lord, we are coming together, God, as a unified unit, God, to pray, God, to declare, God, to decree, God, that prayers would be answered, God. Lord, I'm looking for miracle signs and wonders, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we need you right now, God. There is nothing we can do without you, God. Oh, God, sometimes you allow things to happen such that we will come to you and pray, God. So here we are, God, helpless, Lord, helpless in our own strength, God. But, Father God, we know, God, that you are the great Almighty God. We know, God, that you will dispatch angels from heaven, God. Even the tears that are falling, God, even though it is cleansing for us to shed tears, God, I pray, God, that not one tonight, God, would fall into hopelessness, God. Not one tonight, God, would fall into despair, God. Oh, God, I'm asking for protection, God. I ask for protection, God. Oh, God, somebody needs discipline tonight, God. They need self-control, God. They're having a difficult time, God, controlling things that they're doing, God, that they know are not good for them, God. So I ask that you begin to dispatch that angel of self-control, God, to come along beside them. Come along beside them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and begin to give them peace, God. Begin to give them comfort, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Lord, we thank you for being the Lord, to being our God. Oh, God, there is no one like you, Father. There is no one like you, Father. We thank you, God, this evening, God. We know that you are a sustainer, God. We know that you are the comforter, God. We know that you are the great I am, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I believe that pain will cease tonight, God. And, Lord, there are some, God, that have plans, God. They have issues. They need direction, God, on a situation, God, on which way to go, God. I hear in my spirit that someone needs to know which individual to deal with on a matter, God. But I believe in the name of Jesus that the Lord is going to speak, God. And the Lord, after he speaks, then he's going to confirm again and again, so there won't be any question about who the individual is that you want to be involved with. Lord, I thank you, even those that have assignments and projects, and they're contemplating on whether or not they should go forth. Lord, I'm asking you right now, God, to review our plans, God, because our plans are nothing, God, without your touch, God. But, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to begin to give direction, God. Begin to give strategy, God. Begin to show each and every one of us, God, which way you would have us to go, God. And then, Lord, when you show us the path, God, then I ask you to dispatch the angels, God, and begin to prepare the way, God. Clear the obstacles out of the way, God. You said no weapon that is formed against us will prosper, God. So every one of the weapons that come against my sisters and brothers this evening, God, will we be turned back around, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. I thank you tonight, God, for answers to questions, God. I thank you tonight, God, for strategy, God. I thank you tonight, God, for peace, God. Lord, remind them that we don't have to figure out everything on our own, God. That we have you, God. We have you, God, as not just a part of the team, but leading our team of life, God. So, Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you have done. And, Lord, I ask the blessings of Jesus Christ in the name of the matchless Savior, Almighty God. Bless us. We seal these prayers, we seal the mirror. We seal the answers. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of our Lord and Savior, in his name we pray. Amen. 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 Go in peace, saints of God. God bless you, and good night.
And where just who I am. Just let me be who I am true.